Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Linda Dilks, D-A-L-K-S. Linda Dilks is a 68-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on both 5-11-22 and 1-8-23. Period. In the first event, she fell over an object onto her left side. Period. In 1-8-23, she tripped and fell flat. Period. She was seen at Elmer Emergency Room after the first and patient first after the second event. Period. She believes she injured her wrist, knee, shoulder in the first incident. Period. She believes she injured her ankle, both knees, chest, arm, wrist, and back in the second. Period. She did not undergo any surgery for these conditions and is no longer receiving any active treatment. She admits to having a right total knee replacement on 10-13-20. Treated also with therapy. Period. She underwent a left total knee arthroplasty in March of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per claim petition, Ms. Dilks alleges on 1-8-23 she trips over a grate in the floor, causing permanent injury to the right foot, both knees, right hand, and back. Period. Medical records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Isabella on 1-6-23. How about 2 days before the subject claim? Period. She was having continued evaluation for her lumbar and shoulder pain. Period. She was performing physical therapy and working with a 20-pound lifting and pushing restriction. Period. He noted an injury date of 5-11-22. Period. Her symptoms involved the right shoulder as well as the right leg and lumbar spine, all with pain. Period. She had undergone left wrist arthroscopy with TFCC debridement by Dr. Sarkos on 5-17-19. Period. Dr. Isabella performed an exam and diagnosed strain of the lumbar spine, common contusion of the right knee, common and strain of the right rotator cuff. Period. She had shown improvement and he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He wanted her to complete her last few physical therapy sections due to the fact she had a break in the end of her therapy secondary to family issues. Period. She can return to work as of 1-7-23. Period. In paragraph, on 1-8-23, the petitioner was seen at Inspira Emergency Room reporting she was injured after stepping on a metal grate at work. Period. She had a history of right knee replacement with an anticipated left knee replacement in the future. Period. She did not hit her head when she fell and was able to stand up on her own. Period. She underwent extensive evaluation and x-rays whose results will be inserted as marked. Period. She was diagnosed with ankle pain, chest wall, muscle strain, comma fall, comma forearm contusion, comma hand and knee contusion, as well as shoulder contusion, for which she was treated and released. Period. Ms. Dilks was seen at the emergency room also on 1-10-23. Period. Chest X, scratch a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. She had no evidence of acute traumatic injury. Period. She did some good laboratory studies. Paired x-rays of the right ankle showed moderate soft tissue swelling laterally. Paired there were two small chip fractures of 2 and 3 millimeters distal to the medial malleolus of the tibia that could be an old chip or recent chip fractures. Paired there was a 7 millimeter heel spur. Paired x-rays of the right shoulder and thoracic spine were negative. Paired chest x-ray was negative. Paired x-rays of the left forearm showed no evidence of acute bony abnormality. Paired x-rays of the right hand showed mild osteoarthritis of the right thumb at the interphalangeal joint, but x-rays were otherwise negative. Paired right humerus x-rays were negative. Paired bilateral knee x-rays were performed. Paired on the right, it showed arthroplasty in good position. Paired left knee x-rays demonstrated mild osteoarthritis of the medial compartment. Paired there was also a moderate size joint effusion above the left patella. Paired in paragraph 116-23, Ms. Dilks was seen at Concentra for physical therapy. Period. She related being injured on 1-8-23. Period. She turned around trying to weigh meat and tripped over a lid, falling anteriorly. Period. She is a poor historian, but does remember hitting her head on the salad bar. Period. She went to the emergency room afterwards and had x-rays. Period. Everything came back unremarkable. Period. She had widespread symptoms and reports that, quote, all the pain is chronic, comma, every day, comma, and it sometimes wakes me up, period, end quote. Her low back was what was mostly bothering her now, period. She denied any particular symptoms and was examined. Period. The therapist listed diagnoses of right ankle sprain and lumbar sprain, comma, contusion of the chest wall, comma, both wrists, comma, both knees, comma, and both arms. Period. She was instructed on physical therapy techniques. Period. On 1-20-23, she was seen by Dr. Weingart, W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T, at Concentra, expressing no light duty was available. Period. He elicited a history of knee surgery and knee replacement, common wrist surgery, common thyroid surgery. Period. She was then continued on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. He prescribed a lidocaine 5% external patch. Period. She continued to be followed at Concentra over the next several weeks by Dr. Weingart and his colleague named Dr. Brown. Period. At that juncture, she denied any complaints. Period. Both her knees, right ankle, both arms, right hand, and lower back and head are all improved. Period. It was noted she had chronic knee pain prior to the fall and was scheduled for a knee replacement the next month. Period. She was ready for discharge. Period. Her discharge diagnosis was sprains of the left knee, right ankle, and lumbar spine, as well as contusion of the right knee. Period. She was then discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was significantly deconditioned. Period. Extremities upper, there was a short open scar on the dorsal left wrist with no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. greater than normal 3. She was tender at the right thumb, proximal phalanx, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed. Total knee arthroplasty scars, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired right knee motion was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion, and on the left from 0 to 120 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. She had full range of motion of the hips and ankles without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. She was tender to palpation on the dorsal aspect of each foot, as well as the left knee lateral joint line. Paired. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with a broad, slow gait with no limp or foot drop. Paired. She was unable to walk on her heels or toes. Paired. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Paired. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 1-8-23, Linda Dilks tripped and fell at work, injuring numerous body areas. Paired. She was seen at the emergency room where x-rays failed to identify any acute abnormalities. Paired. She had been treating with Dr. Disabella orthopedically for prior injury from 2022. Through 1-6-23. Paired. Released her to return to work the following day. Paired. Then on 1-8-23, she had the aforementioned fall. Paired. She participated in physical therapy with improvement. Paired. No surgery was done. Paired. The paragraph of the current exam found she ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait. Slow but broad gait, period. She had mildly reduced range of motion about the knees, consistent with her arthroplasties, period. The remainder of her orthopedic examination was unrevealing, period. New paragraph, this case represents 0%. Permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hand, comma, right foot, comma, either knee, comma, or low back, period. She has been able to return to the workforce and her former full duty capacity with the insured, period. And that is the end.